Secretary General of the United Nations, President of the First Parliament Committee, members of the juries of the Human Rights Award, judges, former President of the Republic, Mr. Sampaio, former Prime Minister, Mr. Balsamão, diplomatic corps, as well as the mayors and others, members, guests, ladies and gentlemen. This commemorative ceremony is open in terms of the national human of the human rights aid created in 1999, is an incentive for all those that have been distinguished in terms of defending human rights in this new millennium. We are awarding on the Human Rights Day, the Human Rights Award 2016. I would like to thank everyone, and I will give the floor to the President of the Committee on Constitutional Affairs, Rights, Freedoms, and Guarantees, Mr. Vasconcelos. President of the Republic, Prime Minister, President, Judge of Supreme Court, Administrative Court, ladies and gentlemen, Member of Parliament in particular, ladies and gentlemen, members of Parliament that integrated the jury so as to award for the Human Rights Award. Ladies and gentlemen, and civil military authorities that are present, let me say that this constitution, the constitution identifies as representative assembly of all Portuguese citizens, is democracy. In this assembly, all parties, currents, and political movements are represented, and according to the fundamental law, have conquered in terms of political will through universal suffrage, the right to parliamentary representation. The Universal Declaration of the Human Rights Declaration was approved in a tragic moment of mankind 3 years after the end of the Second World War. And it is certain that violence, destruction, and death are a common experience to mankind's history. However, the approval of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights expresses not only the recognition of the absurd extension of the horrors of the war, but especially the awareness that these horrors were the result of the decision taken by men and women, and that constitute an undeclinable right that is respecting human dignity, peace, freedom, and justice that prevail in political decisions of governments of sovereign states and international organizations. The Human Rights Award, given every year since 1999, was established by resolution of our assembly to mark the 50 years of the Human Rights Declaration, to affirm the values it proclaims, an alert to the emergence of new threats, claiming our vigilance and action. In the past, numerous organizations and personalities were distinguished by this action, and allow me to underline some in terms of the International Medical Association, Amnesty International, European Network Against Poverty, National Commission for Justice and Peace, and last year the Association for the Disabled of the Armed Forces, and movement launched by the former President Jorge Sampaio to support the studies of Syrian students. And several personalities were distinguished, like Mário Soares, Maria Lambas, the Bishop, Nascimento, and the present president of Timor, East Timor, Francisco Sá Carneiro. So personalities, more than their name and the activities they elaborated, deserved this recognition by the assembly and constitute patterns and conducts underlining the values of the Universal Declaration. So it's up to our Commission on Constitutional Affairs, Rights, Freedoms and Guarantees by appointing a jury integrating all parliamentary groups. And this year was made up by Mr. Mach Correa, Member of Parliament from PSD, Felipe Brandão from PS, Sandra Cunha from BA, Telmo Correa, CDS, Antonio Felipe, PCP, José Luis Freire from DPEV, and by myself as President of the First Parliamentary Commission. And by unanimous deliberation, the jury thought to propose to the President that the prize be awarded, that the award be given to Antonio Guterres, contemplating covering his dedication to causes in the fields of peace, solidarity, and protection of human rights. The decision of the President of the Portuguese Assembly of giving it to Antonio Guterres does not contemplate him as UN Commissioner for Refugees or UN Secretary General, although his nomination nurtures quite a lot of hope. And upon Antonio Guterres' decision, this award will be handed to the Portuguese Council for Refugees.
O senhor presidente da Assembleia.
President of the Assembly of the Republic will give the award to Human Rights 2016.
Já não vale a pena. Antigo Alto Comissário das Nações.
Former High Commissioner for Refugees will give in as donation the award Human Rights 2016 to the Portuguese Council for Refugees.
Cabe-me agora dar a palavra.
So I'm going to give the floor to the recipient and let me say a few words to the appointed UN Secretary General. The application was very important to us for the 230 members of Parliament. All have understood the urgency of the candidature, and it was obvious that Engineer António Guterres was the right person in the right place at the right time. And what was obvious for Portugal became quickly obvious to the world, undoubtedly with merit of our diplomacy government and also merit above all of the candidate, not forgetting the merit, important merit of our President of the Republic that also had the same action along the same lines. A man of dialogue with international experience, António Guterres started very young in terms of human activist as High Commissioner for Refugees in the last times, and is in favor of the refugees, was recognized by the Portuguese Assembly before we knew the results of his candidacy to Secretary General of the United Nations. Ladies and gentlemen, it's quite a pride. We're quite proud to have him here with us, and we know that men are themselves and circumstances faced by the new Secretary General of the United Nations won't be easy. What times are these? When he's going to start his role? A time when human conflict and natural disasters are generating waves of refugees, the wars and failed states, and also the problems regarding scarcity, likewise, in spite of the water agreement, not relevant stakeholders have understood how important it is to fight climate change at a time when terrorism attacks are contaminated international political relations, as we saw this week in Ankara and in Berlin, a time when democracy and human rights seems to be a reflex of times of expansion, time where multilateral organization prevention of conflicts are threatened by the spectrum of returning to a balance of power and influences. In spite of difficult circumstances, men can make a difference. It's in dark times that there are signs of light and hope. The response of open societies to enemies has to do with the solidity of functional role of the state and policies giving back to people confidence, trust, and others. And also, this is seen at a different level. The opponents of democracies are nurtured from fear and others, and people live of dreams and hope. And so you're able to speak to them, to speak to their heart, and these sentences can be made by António Guterres. He's the right man to give strength to international law and conquering people towards global citizenship. Thank you very much for your attention. And now I'm going to give the floor to the recipient of this award. The interpreters would like to say that no speech has been handed to them.
Senhor Presidente da
President of the Republic, Assembly of the Republic, ministers, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to use an African expression, an expression that I learned in terms of my activity as commissioner, to have the advantage of being able to greet everyone without really knowing how to meet the protocol in view of so many in personalities that would justify its own situation. So I would like to thank him. I'd like to thank the Assembly of the Republic for this award, and also thank the support given by the Parliament, different parties, different Parliament groups. They gave to my candidacy in perfect synthesis with the government, and this was an important factor so as to allow that this candidacy, and in relation to what happened in other countries, the fact of having in Portugal a complete solidarity, both in terms of institutions, civil society, and which helped me quite a lot to create the conditions so that confidence would be given from the states represented either in the Council, Security Council, and General Assembly. And once again, thank you very much. So it makes sense.
It makes sense to celebrate the World Day of Human Rights, since the agenda of human rights is going back worldwide. We are in the 90s, we lived a period in which we have witnessed a clear progress in the international community and make the countries respect human rights and assuming the responsibility more directly and recognizing a responsibility coming emanating from the international community. But the truth is now that this is the ability and the affirmation of human rights is more limited. And that is a concern that translates into realities that are rather shocking. Systematic violation of the humanitarian human rights with war crimes and crimes against humanity with much suffering by the victims, violation of human rights everywhere worldwide, and more recently violations of the international right of the refugee. In the 10 years that I exerted my functions as High Commissioner, essentially the regime of protection of the refugees was respected. The borders were almost all open. It was very rare the cases of refoulement, that is, having a technician that sends back an applicant of protection. And we can say that the regime of international protection of the refugees was basically respected, but we don't live together the same situation. As of the last year and beginning of this year, we have had more and more closing of borders, and more and more applicants are being rejected, and there is a degradation of the international regime of protection of refugees. And since these steps have started in some of the most developed and rich countries, that had a very negative effect in other areas, namely in countries of first asylum. And we see dramatic situations such as the one in Syria. For many Syrians, it's completely impossible to leave the country. They don't have the right to be refugees anymore. In this regard, I think it is very important to remake an alliance at the global scale, an alliance that is capable to reset the agenda of human rights in a positive dynamic of affirmation, and also to reestablish the integrity of the regime, of the international regime of protection of refugees. I think that Portugal is well placed to be at the center of the mobilization of that alliance. First of all, because Portugal is a good example as far as human rights are concerned at the level of the state and the society, and also because in the specific case of the refugees, Portugal has had a very positive behavior representing and setting the example, the important example faced with the inability of Europe to organize itself to fulfill the international right and law in this field and come and offer help to people that are in a dramatic situation. The truth is that not only the Portuguese government took initiatives far beyond the responsibilities that were requested by the European Union and that several European countries have rejected, and also the truth is that civil society has also shown many examples of solidarity and action. And the Portuguese Council for Refugees is a good example of that, and also the initiatives of President Sampaio, who helped many Syrian refugees to go to higher education. Portugal has a moral authority to try to mobilize a very extended set of states so the agenda of the human rights may progress again. And there are two fundamental conditions to that in this complex framework that we live in. The first condition is that we recognize not only the civil rights, but also cultural and economic rights that will enable to mobilize the southern democracies that very often reluctantly face the initiatives of the developed world in this matter because they feel that there is no concern regarding economic and social economics, and the whole immigration is a proof of that. And also, secondly, the guarantee that the human rights are being promoted as a value, as itself, and not as a tool for to attain other political objectives that play against the fight of human rights, with a very encompassing vision of human rights and a serious vision assumed according to the values that they represent. And I'm convinced that it will be possible to revert this tendency of deterioration in this matter. And Portugal, that celebrates today the International Day of Human Rights, is particularly well-placed to assume a role, a leadership role, in the framework of establishing this necessary international alliance on behalf of human rights. Thank you very much.
So I declare this ceremony to be over and greet everyone. Mr. António Guterres, Prime Minister and the President of the Republic, and to thank him for having accepted this invitation. Thank you very much.